listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Looking as though there were only two reggae singles released this week, the 18th of July 1969, issue number 288 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM, my mouth is not in gear today, 45 RPM recordings as printed by Francis Anthony Limited, St Austell in Cornwall, all of those many years ago, from whence I am visiting you today. My name is Chris. We began with The Sound Dimensions, a fantastic reggae-tinged version of Time Is Tight. Of course, riding high in the charts this week, what was the original with Booker T and the MGs? That one was on Coxone Records. And then the second one, produced by Lee Scratch Perry. He was such a prolific producer at the end of the 60s and into the 70s, and he's carried on producing music until, I'm not sure if Lee is still alive now, but I know I've got some, what I think of as modern music from the 1990s, and they were the Ravers, and Badam Bam, it was a misprint on the label, Babam. It said, ba-bam-bam. Bam. And, Sweetie, Sweetie Like Sugar on Upsetter Records, US 312. Otis Spann now with Fleetwood Mac and Walking on Blue Horizon. All of the records in this hour were released on the 18th of July, 1969. If only we could go back there now, my friends. I think we'd stay there. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
to the dismay of John Peel's wife. The Principal Edwards Magic Theatre ensconced themselves in Peel Acres for many months, or maybe it was years, but John's wife, also known as affectionately the Pig, she was not at all happy. Lament for the Earth, that is the B-side of the third single on Dandelion Records. The A-side was called Ballad, brackets of the Big Girl Now and A Mere Boy, close brackets. Let's give that a listen as well. I can't help it. These are the singles that were released on the 18th of July, 1969.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Don't Wake Me Up in the Morning, Michael, the Peppermint Rainbow on MCA Records. I can remember being a teenager and not wanting to be woken up at the weekend much before midday. I was 14 and a quarter years old when all of these singles were released on the 18th of July 1969. We also heard the Principal Edwards Magic Theatre and Ballad of the Big Girl Now and A Mere Boy. Last week we played Harvest 5005, their fifth single. This week, perversely, it's the fourth single, Harvest 5004, Bakerloo and Driving Backwards, though I don't recommend it.
Built on laughter.
FAB and SIG, Trust in Me, on the Pi record label, from Two of Each.
Chris B.
Radio Seagull.
All the mistakes I keep making, I guess it's because I'm too busy thinking about my baby. You see, I'd have been an ideal DJ in the 60s, full of corn, but I was, as I said a short while ago, just 14 years old on the Tamla Motown record label. Fabulous stuff from Marvin Gaye. Busy thinking about my baby, Marvin Gaye. Listen very carefully to this one by the Steve Miller Band. I'll tell you all about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Steve Miller Band, My Dark Hour. At least that's what it said on the record label. It was, in fact, I'll tell you the story, which we find all these years later. The Beatles were in the studio that day, and they'd been arguing about Alan Klein taking over, and they all fell out. Three of the Beatles left the studio, leaving just Paul McCartney on his own with Steve Miller, and together they recorded and produced that particular disc there. It was a special thanks on the label to Paul Raymond. I think that was Paul McCartney. This is the other side of the single, Song for Our Ancestors. Well, worth trying to search out this Capitol Record single. So My Dark Hour on the A side, Song for Our Ancestors on the B side. This is a kind of a public information service, I feel, I'm giving to you here. It's an education for me. Yes, you can teach an old dog new tricks, but only if he's interested in learning the tricks.
Radio Seagull.
Yeah, I thought so as well. It does sound precariously and suspiciously like later Pink Floyd material. But there it was, released on the 18th of July 1969, the Steve Miller Band, Song for Our Ancestors. And that was only the B-side. This is the John Dummer Blues Band, Try Me One More Time.
My wife went away. Before she left me, you could hear me say, try me one more time. Try me one more time. I said, take me back, try me one more time. Well, I followed her north, but no luck for me. Miss my baby down in Tennessee. Try me one more time. I said try me one more time. I said take me back, try me one more time. Now I found her in Memphis and I fell on my knees. Baby, my baby, baby, please won't you try me one more time. Try me one more time. My shoulder, she began to cry. Try me one more time. Try me one more time. She begged, take me back, try me one more time. I said, that's okay, baby, that's alright with you. Yes, I love you anyway you do.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well. Chris B. at radioseagull.co.uk.
Street.
me and you, you and I, are listening to the singles, the new singles that were released many years ago. This week, the 18th of July, 1969. And a plan is beginning to come together. I can tell you we're going to try to play Spider, John Corner, Wallace Collection, Wool and Jay and the Americans. That was the John Dummer Blues band prior to that one, Try Me One More Time, and that actually was Cliff Bennett and Memphis Streets on Parlophone Records. Yeah, Elektra Records now. Didn't release many singles, but they were all high on pedestals. This is Spider, John Corner, Friends and Lovers. Choice quality music with me, Chris B. Chris Bent. Yeah. Many thanks for listening.
Fit the dream, she don't care if you leave her. You don't need to try to hang on. Chilly winds from a sometime lover, not what you had in mind, like everything else lately. Put me in a dream, in the gray light, a black and white day. Nothing in the way, but friends and lovers have got each other. Happy lonely is fine with me. Plastic.
surface was the week in July when men were walking on the moon, hence the Wallace Collection single on Parlophone, Fly Me to the Earth. These are Wool and Love, 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 Love. That's five loves in the title on Stateside Records. Yeah, many thanks for listening. I'll be going shortly. You may be pleased to know. Again, many thanks for listening to me, Chris. We've been playing those slamming tunes, those new singles from 18th of July 1969. This has been a band called Wool, Wool, W-O-O-L, on Stateside Records. Love, 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 love. Still to come, Windmill and Big Bertha, and we might just get to hear Jay and the Americans with Hushaby. If you do miss anything or I can't squeeze it all in, you can check out the playlist and the podcast at towardtheunknownregion.com. I will be seeing you.
The sun is not round the world, forgot about.
B at radioseagull.co.uk. Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.